That is The Doors and Peace Frog. 92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
Indeed. That might have been a first. That might have been the first time that that song was played on GHN by The Doors, but we had to, because we have Kristen Favreau, the owner of Peace Frogs in Grand Haven, in the studio. How are you this morning?
I am great. Thank you so much for having me on today.
That was fun playing that song. If we had a hotline, it would have rang.
Absolutely.
And somebody would have said, what are you doing playing that? Well, I had to play that. We love your store. How long have you been in business?
We are wrapping up year number 28.
Wow. Pretty cool. How did you come up with the name?
The name actually originated as a marketing project at the University of Virginia by a gentleman named Case B. Jones.
Okay.
We are a license, there are 7 little boutique stores around the United States.
Okay.
And the company started out as International Boxer Shorts, was featured in People magazine in 1985. And came up with a really awesome line. Frogs meaning peace in the Native American culture.
Okay.
So they came up with Peace Frog.
How cool.
Yes.
So cool. You have so many amazing items in your store. I'm laughing at the hippies use back door, no exception. That's a great thing to have at your house.
Absolutely.
I had one of those, and I would always embarrass my kids when they would have friends over and would say, hippies use back door, no exceptions. Where do you get a lot of your stuff?
We have several different vendors, and we are fortunate enough to use many fair trade vendors.
Okay.
So we use many wholesale exclusive different companies, but we are international. So we have our pants come out of Thailand and Indonesia, but they support a women's school.
Oh, very cool.
Our bags are handmade in India and are made by rescued women. We work with artisans and artisans in Guatemala. So we have just a variety of different spots that we love.
You sure do. Where do you get your jewelry from? Same kind of thing?
Yes. Our jewelry, we carry a lot of sterling silver, a lot of bohemia.
Yeah.
The jewelry comes out of it. We have great brass earrings that come out of Thailand that are made by the women's school.
Very, very
yes.
cool. How are things going after the construction and whatnot?
Great.
Okay, good to know.
Yes.
I know that kind of held you back a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
It was a gorgeous, how would you explain it? Very soft winter.
Okay.
So every time the sun was out, people were full and Grand Haven was busy. Mm-hmm. And we miss those, but that's okay. So glad that we're reopened.
Yeah, you're reopened.
The building is gorgeous.
And as we get into fall and winter, do you change out some of your stock and stuff to have poncho? No, I mean,
yes,
really.
Yes, absolutely.
About it.
We do. We get rid of a lot of the tank tops. We still carry the bohemia. We have a great line of different pants and long skirts.
I love it.
But we bring in more fall type items and we do cute Christmas things.
You do?
Yes.
Good to know.
Yes.
Were you kind of the person, Kristen, I used to do this when I was little. I would play store in my bedroom, so I'd get all my clothes out. I have a fake cash register, and I pretend that I had, this bohemian store. Did you do that when you were little?
Ironically, I did not.
You didn't?
I have a degree in earth science.
You do?
Yes.
No way.
I worked through at Peace Frogs through college.
You did? Okay.
And when I graduated, I didn't go out and get a real job that first year.
All right.
And David and Nancy Evans, who had originally owned it, had our annual meeting early, and they asked if I wanted to buy it.
And so you did.
And so I did.
What do you love the most about owning Peace Frogs?
That I never had to get a real job.
Isn't that the truth? Welcome to my world.
Yes. And it's so much fun. You see the same people year after year. We say that we're extremely happy because we're really only open part of the year. But we just get to see our wonderful frog family all the time.
Right. And I would imagine every summer you have people that summer here, they come back every year, and with the Coast Guard Festival too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And and we're seeing generations. So now I'm seeing grandkids come in.
That's isn't that something?
Yes.
You sold to their parents.
Yes. It is. I'm like, that's man.
There's a story here. I'm telling you, there's a story here about the people that come to Grand Haven, and there really is. I mean,
they love it.
Yeah, I know.
And we try to cater to their wants and needs.
Sure.
Because they're the ones supporting us.
Right.
And that's why we have always stayed open so late.
Right.
We're open until after the musical fountain, because we feel that...
That's a good point, yeah.
That when people are downtown, that's what they want. And our Depot family is great at all staying open. And we love those annual guests to Grand Haven.
I love it. Kristen Favreau with Peace Frogs. How close do you work with Grand Haven Main Street, and why is it important to have a relationship with them?
Grand Haven Main Street is great. It is a group of business owners that have... collaborated and are sharing ideas, and they bring different events to the people of Grand Haven, but also to the surrounding communities. And it's to draw business and really so we know what's happening in downtown Grand Haven and keeping it a small town feel as our town expands.
Yeah. And it does. It still does have that small town feel.
I think it does.
Which is really important. And I just love your store. And are you going to have any Christmas stuff? Are you open that time of year?
We are.
You are. You
we
do
are.
Have some Christmas stuff, don't you?
We do.
Yeah,
we do.
Okay,
and
cool.
Our hours kind of shrink.
Sure.
We don't have the ice melt. It's a little bit colder.
Yeah.
We're a little bit closer to the water.
Right.
But we're always open by appointment, just a phone call away.
I love it. I'll have to toddle on down there next week. Kristen, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And you were the reason why I played the Doors Peace Frog on
WGHN.
We appreciate that. Which might have been the very first time that's ever happened, by the way. CBS News on the way, more local news coming up, and then we'll get to 80s at 8. I think I'm going to do something from the Bengals. We'll check in with Pure Michigan as well. Very busy morning. Keep it here. 92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite.
Go, go!